This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We try and mostly succeed, I think, in staying out of the weeds on this program. There lies peril if you are trying to make this economy understandable. But sometimes the weeds are where the story is, so I am obliged to quote to you now footnote number 2 from table 1 of this morning's report on June retail sales. I told you we were going to get down in the weeds. Here's the quote of that footnote. Estimates are concurrently adjusted for seasonal variation, the footnote reads, and for holiday and trading day differences, but not for price changes. Not, in other words, adjusted for inflation. So, while what you might have seen and heard since the news came out this morning, the retail sales in June were up 0.2% from May, what you should be thinking is, are we actually buying more stuff, or are we buying less and just paying more for it? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Spending has grown the past couple years, which on the face of it is good for the economy.
Part of that was reflecting higher prices, not necessarily the fact that consumers are buying more products.
Lydia Basur is senior economist at EY Parthenon.
Retail sales, or what consumers have really been buying, the volume of sales, have been quite flat and is actually down on a year-over-year basis.
Inflation and spending are kind of in this nasty race. You spend more, good for the economy, but you're actually getting the same amount of stuff or less, which is at some point not so good.
And so right now the race is pretty neck and neck.
Sophia Begg is an economist at Business Intelligence for Morning Consult. There is a caveat to all of this. What we have today are retail sales numbers. Retail sales is just retail sales. It doesn't include things like airfare or services. If you add that in, which Morning Consult did, you find the economy has been on quite a journey this year.
What we've seen in our data is consumer spending was very strong in the beginning of the year in January and February. In March and April, it took a decline.
A lot of that was higher income consumers, Begg says, who were affected more by tech layoffs and fear during that whole banking sector crisis. Now, she says, those folks are spending more on vacations, baseball games, entertainment.
And so I'm not as surprised to see retail sales tucker out a little bit because it seems like there's a little bit of a substitution effect where people are prioritizing spending on experiences this summer more than they are spending on goods.
So what this all means is that, yes, we are still dealing with inflation, but as that inflation comes down, the consumer is, for now, holding on. Paul Ashworth is chief U.S. economist at Capital Economics.
I mean, broad terms, it is consistent with the early data that the economy will avoid a recession, so achieve a soft landing.
Meaning we may not be spending like crazy, but things are generally okay. So as inflation goes down, the economy isn't necessarily going down with it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.